చైతన్యం రాయను చైతన్య తామ్రతో ఆదిలీలా చాప్టర్ 14 శ్లోకం 65 ఏక దిన వల్లవాచార్య కన్యా లక్ష్మీ నామ ఏక దిన వల్లవాచార్య দেবতা পূজিতে আইল হরি গঙ্গা স্নান দেবতা পূজিতে আইল হরি গঙ্গা স্নান তারে দেখি প্রৌর হইল সাবিলাস মন লক্ষ্মী চিতে প্রীত পাইল প্রভুর দর্শন লক্ষ্মী চিতে প্রীত পাইল সাহজিক প্রীতি দুহার করিল দৈ্য সাহজিক প্রীতি দুহার সমতভু অইল নিশয় বাল্য ভাবাচন তভু দুয়া দেখি তোমার চিতে অইল লাশো চলে কইল দুহে পুরকাশ দেব পূজা চলে কইল প্রভু কহে আমা পূজ আমি মহেশ্বর প্রভু কহে আমা পূজ পূজলে পাবে অভীপ্সিত বর আমার পূজলে পাবে অভীপ্সিত বর লক্ষ্মী তার অঙ্গে দিল পুষ্প চন্দন লক্ষ্মী তার অঙ্গে দিল করিল বন্দন মালিকার মালা দিয়া করিল প্রভু তার পূজা পায়া হাসিতে লাগিল পড়ি তার ভাব অঙ্গীকার কইলা শোভ পড়ি তার ভাব অঙ্গীকার কইলা একদিন বল্লভাচার্য কন্যা লক্ষ্মী নাম দেবতা পূজিতে আইল করি গঙ্গা স্নান ওয়ান ডে গার্ল অফ দি নেম লক্ষ্মী ডটার অফ বল্লভাচার্য came to the bank of Ganges to take bath in the river and worship demigods. According to the Gauraganadesa Deepika, Lakshmi was formerly Janaki, the wife of Lord Ramchandra, and Rukmini, the wife of Lord Krishna in Dwarka. The same goddess of fortune descended as Lakshmi to become the wife of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tare dekhi prabhura pailo sabilas mano, Lakshmi chitte prita pailo prabhura darsana. Seeing Lakshmi Devi, Lord became attached to her, and Lakshmi, upon seeing the Lord, felt great satisfaction within her mind. Saha ajika priti duhar karilo udoy, balya bhavachanna tabhu hoilo nischoy. Their natural love for one another awakened, and although it was covered by childhood emotions, it became apparent that they were mutually attracted. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Devi are eternal husband and wife. Therefore, it was quite natural for their dormant love to awaken when they saw one another. Their natural feelings were immediately awakened by their meeting. Duhaan dekhi duhaar chitte hoilo ullaso, deva puja chale koilo duhe parakaso. They both enjoyed natural pleasure in seeing one another, and under the pretext of demigod worship, they manifested their feelings. Prabhu kohe ama pujo, ami maheswar, amare pujile paabe abhipsi tavara. The Lord told Lakshmi, just worship me, for I am the Supreme Lord. If you worship me, certainly you will get the benediction you desire. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, this is the same philosophy declared by Lord Krishna himself. Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam vraja. Antam sarpapebhyam akeshyami maasusaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Bodh Gita 1866. People do not understand this. They are accustomed to flatter or worship many demigods, human beings or even cats and dogs. But when requested to worship the Supreme Lord, they refuse. This is called illusion. Actually, if one worships the Supreme Lord, there is no need to worship anyone else. For example, in a village of a limited area, one may use different wells for different purposes. But when one goes to a river where there is water constantly flowing in waves, that water can serve all his purposes. When there is a river, one can take drinking water, wash his clothes, bathe and so on, for that water will serve all the purposes. Similarly, if one worships the Supreme Personal Godhead Krishna, all his goals will be served. Kami steite hruta jnana prabodhyante anna devata. Only men who have lost their intelligence worship the various demigods to fulfill their desires. Gita 7:20. Lakshmi tar ange dilo puspa chandana, malikar mala diya karila vandana. On hearing the order of Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi immediately worshipped him, offering sandalwood pulp and flowers on his body, garlanding him with malika flowers and offering prayers to the Lord. Prabhu tar puja paya hasite lagila, shloka padi tar bhava angikar kaila. Being worshipped by Lakshmi, the Lord began to smile. He recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam and thus accepted the emotions he expressed. The verse quoted in this connection is the 25th verse of the 22nd chapter, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis worshipped Goddess Durga or Katyayini, but their inner desire was to get Lord Krishna as their husband. Krishna as Paramatma could realize the ardent desire of the gopis, and therefore he enjoyed the pastimes of Vastra Harana. When the gopis went to take bath in river Jamuna, they left their garments on the land and dipped into the water completely naked. Taking this opportunity, Krishna stole all their garments, sat down in the top of a tree with them, desiring to see the girls naked just to become their husband. The gopis desired to have Krishna as their husband, and since it is only before her husband that a woman can be naked to fulfill their desire, Lord Krishna accepted their prayers by this pastime of stealing their garments. When the gopis received their garments back from Krishna, Krishna recited this verse, O Vidita Sadhyam Bhavatinam Madarsanam Mayanumodita Soasau Satyo Bhavi Bhavitungarhati. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, my dear gopis, I accept your desire to have me as your husband and thus worship me. I wish your desire to be fulfilled because it deserves to be so. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the gopis, the girlfriends of Krishna, were almost of the same age as he. within their minds they desire that Krishna be their husband. But because of feminine bashfulness, they couldn't express their desire. Therefore, later on, after stealing their garments, Krishna informed them, "I immediately understood your desire and approved of it. Because I have now stolen your garments, you have presented yourself before me completely naked, which means that I have accepted all of you as my wives. Sometimes foolish rascals, not knowing the purpose of the Lord or the purpose of the gopis, unnecessarily criticize from their own angle of vision. But the real purpose of Vastra Harana is expressed by the Lord in his verse." Ehi mato lila kari duhen gela ghare gambhira chaitana lila ke bujhite pare. After thus expressing their feelings to one another, Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi returned home. Who can understand the great pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the same philosophy declared by Lord Krishna himself. Sarva dharman paritejya mame kam saranam braja antam sarpapebhya mukhesyami maasucaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. A firm faith in the words of Krishna. Unflinching faith. No faith? Slap him, slap him. Complete dependent, not partial. Complete dependent. Unconditionally dependent. Completely surrender unto lotus feet of Krishna. This is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahajana, and Saranagati. Amar dukha duri gilo, chintana rohilo, chaudi ananda dekhi amar. Asok bhaiyo amruto adharo tumar taran doyo. Asok bhaiyo amruto adharo tumar taran doyo. Tati khana islam lo sarinu bhaviro bhoyo. Maro sansari karibo sevan naiva phore ro bhagi tumaro sansari karibo sevan naiva phore ro bhagi tava sukho jahi karibo jatan hoi pode anuragi tava Tumar sevai dukha hoi jato, sevata param sukho. Tumar sevai dukha hoi jato, sevata param sukho. Seva sukho dukho param sampada, nasoi avidya dukho. Seva Itihaso bhulinu sakallo sevasukho pimani purva Ami to tumaro, tumi to amaro, kikajo pardhani. Ami to tumaro. Tumi to amaro, kikajo pardhani. Ami to bhakti binodo, anande dubiya, tumar sevaro tori. Bhakti binodo, anande dubiya, tumar চেষ্টা করি তব ইচ্ছা মতো থাকিয়া তোমার ভরি সব This is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahajana, and Saranagati. Are you translation? This? I have become supremely joyful by surrendering myself completely at your lotus feet. Unhappiness has gone away. Why are you unhappy? Huh? Not surrender, yes. You are not surrendered. Therefore you are unhappy. Huh? Surrender just now. Just now completely surrender and be happy. Alright? Yes. Unhappiness has gone away and there are no more anxieties. Why anxieties? Huh? I see joy in all directions. Your two lotus feet are reservoirs of immortal nectar. Where one man live free from sorrow and fear. No fear, no sorrow, no lamentation. I have found peace there now and have given up the fear of worldly anxieties. I shall render service in your household. Why are you going to Maya's household, Mr. Terry? Don't go. Not prepared, isn't it? Not prepared, not prepared, not prepared, not prepared. I shall render service in Europe, in your household, and not endeavor to enjoy the fruits of that service. Yes. But, that is that. I shall strive for whatever pleases you, fully devoted to your lotus feet. Troubles encountered in your service shall be the cause of great happiness. Accept the troubles you face in rendering loving service to lotus feet of Krishna as great happiness. Great happiness. For in your devotional service, joy and sorrow are equally great riches. Joy and sorrow. Both destroy the misery of ignorance. I have completely forgotten all my past history. Mr. Terry, gone, is dead. No past history. By feeling great joy in my mind, I am most suddenly yours, and you are mine. This is the only relationship. What need is there of any other treasure? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, diving into the ocean of bliss, devotees, all his efforts for your service, devotes all his efforts for your service and dwells in your house according to your wishes. Yes. It's Krishna's will. It's Krishna's wishes. His will is supreme will. Yes. Nothing will take place if Krishna doesn't will. Even a blade of grass will not shake if Krishna doesn't will. This is Krishna's will, so this has taken place. Why are you trying to add your own will to it, foolish rascal? You are rascal. You are foolish. Stupid. You are adding your own will, independent will, to the will of Krishna. So give it up completely, give it up. No separate will. No separate will. Accept the supreme will of Krishna. Understand, Mr. Terry. Krishna wills you are to be burned to ashes. All right? Are you prepared? That's complete surrender. Do you understand? Krishna's will, you are to be burned to ashes. Yes, that is Krishna's will. Why are you saying, what is this? Is it spiritual life to be burned into ashes? No, I don't want, I am leaving, I am leaving. Foolish, foolish. Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving? Accept Krishna's will. Yes? What? Pleases Krishna? Huh? Krishna wants you will be burnt to ashes, that will please Krishna. Alright? So why are you grumbling? Why are you not accepting this? Huh? Lack of faith. Faithless person perishes. Samsa, you have doubt. You have doubt in Krishna's arrangement and existence of Krishna, arrangement of Krishna, workings of Krishna. Huh? Isn't it? And words of Krishna. Sansayatma vinasyati. Sansayatma vinasyati. One faithless person of doubt will suddenly perish. Accept, completely surrender. Not partially, not conditionally, not artificially. Completely surrender. One who completely surrenders, Krishna accepts him. He has no independence. Independence finished here. This point independence. What minute independence has been given to you is finished here. The moment you completely surrender is finished. Understand? No more independence. No more. No, no. That is the purpose of granting minute independence. That will surrender completely. That's the proper use of independence. When you once completely surrender, you have no more independence. What Krishna wants, what is Krishna's will, that you have to accept it. Accept it, yes. Therefore it is said, Tumar sevaya dukho hoye jato sevato paramo sukho. Seva sukha dukho paramo sampada nasvai avidya dukho volar. You are my eternal master, I am your eternal servant. I understood it now. Hearing from sadhu, do you understand sadhu, guru? So I now completely surrender unto your lotus feet and engaged in your loving service. No more material activities. Everything I do for your loving service and the material world. Dukhalayam, miserable platform, illusory world, illusory energy will create many obstructions, impediments, obstacles while rendering service unto Krishna. Understand, Mr. Terry? Yes! Definitely, definitely. You will face many obstacles, many impediments. Many troubles. Yes. Definitely. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, don't care. Don't care. Whatever troubles come, whatever suffering comes, while rendering service unto your lotus feet, that all troubles, all suffering, all unhappiness, it is my greatest pleasure. Param sukha, supreme happiness. Understand, Mr. Terry? Accept it as supreme happiness. Yes. You have to be burnt to ashes, ashes, ashes. Yes. Krishna will put you in a blazing fire. Understand? That will give Krishna pleasure. Alight. No independence, no separate will. Alight. Krishna will alight. I'll jump, jump into blazing fire. Yes, burn yourself to ashes. So, all at it. Accept it as supreme happiness, because it will give pleasure to Krishna if I will be burnt into ashes. But if you retain your independence, then so, is it spiritual life? Is it bhakti yoga, devotional service, that I will be burnt to ashes? I don't want it. I am leaving. Foolish, 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 You are retaining your own independence, You are not surrendered. You have not become Krishna's. not become Krishna's. Do you understand? Yes, be Krishna's. Ami to tumar. When you accept and you surrender, forget. Forget your previous history, what you are. Forget, gone, that's gone. New life now. Bulinu sakalo, seva sukha pe mane. Oh Lord, I forgot all my past history. Now surrendering at your lotus feet and engaging myself into your loving service, giving you pleasure. I forget everything, all my past history. I am yours, you are mine. Yes, this is the one relationship, no other relationship is there. This is Saranagati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Saranagati. Here, this purport, Prabhupada says, this is the same philosophy declared by Lord Krishna himself. Sardhaman Paitejya, Mame Kunsanam Braja, Ahumtansra Pape Vemukhaisyami, Mahasuda. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction, don't fear. People cannot understand it. Those who are covered up with ignorance, tightly entrapped by maya, illusory energy, they cannot. Yes, Krishna gives this instruction. And that Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his dham, with his associates, to teach us how to surrender unto Krishna. Yes. Because this surrender is the life and soul of our bhajan. Understand? Of our bhajan. Unless one is fixed in this platform of Saranagati, he cannot do bhajan. No. He cannot do pure bhajan. He may be doing bhajan, but what sort of bhajan? Artificial bhajan. Yes, artificial bhajan, not true bhajan. Yes. In Vaishnava language, it is not akaitava bhajan. This bhajan is duplicity. Bhajan is some material desires. That is not pure bhajan. That is not complete. Saranagati, one who has unflinching faith in the words of Krishna, the existence of Krishna, that is the, base. That is the base. This unflinching faith in the existence of Krishna, Supreme Lord, is the base of Saranagati. Understand my language? Murari, understand? That is the base. Those who are faithless person, no faith, atheist, they are not surrendered, they cannot be surrendered, they have no connection with surrender. Understand? Yes. They have not established this relationship of sevya sevaka. What do you say? Servitor and serve. And serve. So they have no knowledge about Saranagati, about surrender. And this is the Swarup Lakshan of Vaishnava, Saranagati. Understand my language? Lakshan is symptom, chief symptom, Swarup symptom of Vaishnava, this Saranagati, this surrender. One who is sadhu, Vaishnava, that is the chief symptom of sadhu Vaishnava, is completely surrendered under the lotus feet of Krishna. Other symptoms are secondary or marginal symptoms, tatasthalakhyana. Tatasthalakhyana. And one should be surrendered completely, do you understand? Unconditionally, completely surrender. That is your surrender That bhakta is impartial. Ananya bhakta, another devotee, he has developed another devotion and is fixed on it. And is based on complete faith of the devotee. And such an another devotee, complete surrender devotee, adopts this descending process, not ascending process, is also complete surrender unto holy name under the guidance of bona fide guru, engaged in sadhana bhajan. So, it is guaranteed that he must get prema in the long run. You understand? Yes. Krishna must get, he'll get Krishna. Krishna will give himself to him, to such an unalloyed devotee who is completely surrendered. And in that mood of complete surrender, is engaged in chanting this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is the crying of the soul, Atmar Krandan. Crying of the soul is crying. Second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th chapter, 42 verse. Brahma says to Narada, Jesam Saisa Bhagavan Daidananta Sarvatmana Srita Pado Dadinirvyaligam Te Dustaramati Taranti Cha Deva Mayam Naisang Mamahamiti Dhi Soh Sruvara Bhakye. Find out. 2.7.42. Jesam Saisa Bhagavan Ananta. 42. Deaf cannot hear. Jesam Saisa. Yes.
So anyone who is specifically favored by the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, due to unalloyed surrender in the service of the Lord, can overcome the insurmountable ocean of illusion and understand the Lord. But those who are attached to this body, which is meant to be eaten at the end by dogs, jackals, cannot do so.
Cannot do so. Yes. You understand? So the developed attachment to this body, ultimately eaten by dogs and jackals, they cannot do so. They cannot surrender. So you have this attachment, isn't it, Mr. Terry? Therefore you are not surrendered. You are in bodily platform, isn't it? So you are afraid of to be burnt up by the blazing fire. If Krishna wants that, you have to be burnt up. So, purport is that one who has accepted bona fide guru and surrendered, taken initiation, but will not surrender, will not hear the instruction. Guru says this same thing, completely surrender. Give up I and mine, give up your bodily attachment. Develop only one attachment, that is attachment to Lord Krishna. Do you understand? Then Krishna accepts him as his own man. As long as you can do so, Krishna will never accept it. Understand? So such a person, complete surrender, soul or jiva, attracts the mercy of Krishna. Attracts the mercy of Krishna. This is the chief symptom of Vaishnava. Vaishnava, sadhu, bhakta. Without this, other qualities of Vaishnavas are lifeless. No life at all. No life. This is like the decorating body of a dead body of a woman. Woman is dead. Now decorating her body, putting on nice sari, nice ornaments. What the value, Baba? What value? So if someone is not completely surrendered unto lotus feet of Krishna, so all his other qualities are like that. Like that. So this is mukhya lakshana. This is the chief symptom of a pure devotee. Do you understand? Be a devotee of Krishna. As for example, one is a chaste and devoted wife. We are discussing Sita Devi, the chaste and crest jewel of obsessed and devoted wives, Pati Vrata, Siromani, Sati Sadhvi Siromani. So, this chief symptom of such a chaste devoted wife is completely devoted to his, to her husband. That is Mukhya Lakshana, chief symptom. Similarly, the Sanapati surrendered, completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna is the chief symptom of a dear devotee, pure devotee of Krishna. Do you understand? And Krishna, this is Krishna's instruction, you'll find in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The Supreme Lord Krishna has given this instruction. Bhagavad Gita he gave instruction to Arjuna. 11th canto of Bhagavatam he gave instruction to Uddhava. Do you understand? And he is the teacher, Jagadguru, the teacher of the whole world. Krishna is the teacher of the whole world. And he is teaching this thing. He instructed his dear devotee, Uddhava, instructed his dear devotee, Arjuna. So in 11th canto, throughout that verse, 12th chapter, verse 14-15, saying to Uddhava, tasmātam uddhavat sujya chodanāṁ prati chodanāṁ pravṛtīṁca nivṛtīṁca śrutavyaṁ śrutam eva ca māmekam eva saranam ātmānam sarvadehinām jāhi sarvātma bhāvena maya syāhi akūta bhaya. You have Gokul, no? 11th and 12th chapter, verse 14-15, no? Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, you give up everything now. Avandana, sarvadharmān pratityajya. What you had heard previously, give it up. He says the same thing to Arjuna. What I said previously, give it up, Arjuna. Last thing, sarvaguhyatama, most confidential, most concluding instruction giving. Also you give up principles of smartha vidhi. What is to be done, what is not to be done. Everything you give up. Do you understand? Everything you give up. What you have heard, give it up. What you want to hear in future, also give it up. Everything you give it up, everything forget. Only thing I tell you, completely surrender unto me. Understood? Completely, unconditionally, surrender unto me. Yes. Then, I tell you, I will give you protection from all sorts of dangers and fears. Then you'll become fearless. Being fearless, complete surrender unto my lotus feet. You engage yourself in my loving service, thereby you'll relish the nectar and mellow emanating from my lotus feet. Understand? That is said. This is the translation of these two verses. He said the same thing he said to Arjuna. Gita you have. 18 chapters, 64-66. Sarvaguhyatam guhya sunme paramam vachaha. Istosime duramiti tatavakhyami tehitam. Manvanabhava madbhakto madjaji mangnamaskaro. Mame vaishyasi satyam te prasijane priyosime. Sarvadharman vaitejya mame kamsanam braja. Antansra pape vyamakhesyami maasucha. Same instruction to Arjuna. Same instruction to Arjuna. Here. Sarvaguhyatamam. Because you are my very dear friend, Arjuna, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me. It is for your benefit. Do you understand? Manvana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskaro mami vishyasi satyante pratijane priyosime. Because you are my very dear friend, I tell you, always think of me. Become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my dear friend. Sarvarman prajitya mamekam sanam raja, antansrapa pibhyamakesha mahasusa. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Don't fear. Huh? Fearlessly surrender. Understand? Fearlessly surrender. This is the most confidential instruction. More confidential is Brahma-jnana. Do you understand? Knowledge relating to Brahma. More confidential is Iswar-jnana. Huh? Paramatma-jnana. Do you understand? Now, most confidential. This is Bhagavad Gyana. Understand? That he says. This is most confidential instruction. This is the last instruction I give you. Because you are very dear to me. If you follow it, accept it, practice it, then you'll get the supreme benefit. Yes. This is my instruction, you become my bhakta, my devotee. Completely dedicate yourself, body, mind and speech, everything to me. Render loving service unto me, pay obeisances to me. This is my promise. I promise you must get me in my Satchidananda Swarup form. Understand, Mr. Terry? Lord promises you. You have no faith in the words of Lord? No faith? Faithless person? Develop complete faith from this moment. Give up all your doubts. You'll definitely get me and release the nectar and mellow emanating from my lotus feet. Because you are very dear to me, very intimate, therefore I instruct this bhakti of saranagati, surrender. Understand? You put complete faith in my words. Complete faith, unflinching faith. I promise you will definitely get me. You will definitely get me. But those who have no faith, those doubt, they cannot. Sansaya atma pranasyadi. Doubtful person, helpless person will perish. So, Krishna is promising this thing. Krishna's promise. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. All other avatars, other manifestations are not Swayam Bhagavan. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. They are all his partial manifestations. Krishna is the source of all avatars. Krishna's lotus feet is the only place where all should take shelter, and Krishna is to be worshipped by everybody. Give up, abandon all varieties of dharma, even Veda dharma, Loka dharma, dharma of your society, dharma of your family, even Veda dharma, all varieties of dharma, just abandon. Yes, give up. Give up sadhana, jnana marga, karma marga. Give up all other things. Just surrender unto my lotus feet. Do you understand? Give up this dharma, artha, kama, mukhya. Desire for dharma, artha, kama, mukhya. Four types of seeding dharma. Do you understand? Give up all these things. Completely surrender unto me. And completely dependent on my mercy. Understand, Mr. Terry? Yes. Completely dependent on my mercy. Krishna Kripa. Yes. Then I'll accept you. So I'll act through you. then I will act through you. Maya cannot act through you. Now, you are under clutches of Maya now. Maya is acting. And completely surrender, then Krishna will act. Understand that Krishna says, Sarva Dharma. Now one may think of, oh, I'll give up all dharma, then I'll commit adharma path. Krishna said, don't fear. If you have such apprehension that there will be some path, then I assure you that I will destroy all sinful reactions. Sarva papibhya mukhesai maasusa. Don't fear. Don't fear. Fearlessly you surrender unto me. Alive? This is what. Whatever your melo, memi, dasya, sakya, vasalya or madhurasa, all bhaktas completely surrender. Completely surrender. They are all completely surrendered. Otherwise you cannot establish your eternal, perfect eternal loving relationship with Krishna basing on your melo, dasya, sakya, vasalya and madhura. This is the sixth symptom, that's complete surrender. Abandon your varieties of dharma, just surrender. If Krishna is worshipped, all demigods, if body is worshipped, just means to stay in Jagatustra, Krishna is satisfied, pleased, everybody is satisfied and pleased. Yes. This is the essence of all dharma. Krishna dasya, to become a completely surrendered devotee of Krishna. Understand? So, 11th canto, 29th chapter, 34 verse, instruction of Uddhava. Martyo dadatyakta samasta karma niveditatma vichikirsito me. Tadamrutattvam pratipadyamana mayatma bhuyaya ca kalpate bhai. You are? He said to Uddhava, his dear devotee Uddhava. O Uddhava, completely surrender unto me. The conditioned soul who is evolving in this cycle of birth and death here, in this material world, when fortunately meeting a sadhu and develops his faith in my words and gives up everything, gives up all varieties of dharma, even dharma of the society, Veda dharma, Vedic dharma, dharma of family, everything, he gives up, abandon and completely surrender unto me, that time I accept him. So, whatever he does then, he does everything according to my will. Because he has no separate will, independent will, when one is completely surrendered. All his activities are according to my will. So, that stage, he gets amrutatva, deathlessness. Deathlessness. And he is now fixed in this relationship of sevya-sevaka, served and servitorship. And he is now eligible to relish the nectarian mellow emanating from my lotus feet. Understand? You have that verse? You have? So, the purport is that one is completely surrendered devotee, it is guaranteed that you will definitely get Krishna. You follow? Guaranteed. Yes. When one gets Krishna, who is completely full, Purna Brahma, he will face no deficit. Who gets Purna Brahma completely full, Krishna is Purna Brahma. Getting home, there will be no incompleteness. You will never feel any incompleteness, any deficit. Yes. As long as one has not gotten Krishna, Purna Brahma, he is facing incompleteness. Feeling deficit, deficit, deficit. What to speak of others, even Brahma? Brahma, who is the creator of this universe, who occupies the topmost planet of the universe, he feels deficit. yes. But to speak of others. So, one who is wise, intelligent, very fortunate, he immediately, completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, abandoning all varieties of dharma. Therefore, takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, which is a place where there is no fear, no lamentation, no death, the place of deathlessness. Yes. In other words, he becomes maddened in relishing the mellow of loving servitude emanating from the lotus feet of Krishna. Understand, Mr. Terry? So, therefore, this Saranagati, without this Saranagati, there is no other Purusartha. This is the only Parama Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha. This is Charama Kalyana, Supreme Benefit. The Supreme Benediction Krishna offers. Sarvarman Bharite Jamame Kaunsaram. The Supreme Benediction he offers. What more you want? No more. No more. And definitely in the long run, that devotee completely surrendered soul gets Krishna in his Sachidananda form. Sachidananda form. Yes. Krishna is Rasaraja. He is the king of all mellows. Rasa Swarupa is also a form of mellows. And Rasa Pradata is the giver of mellows. Yes. And if you completely surrender unto him, giving up all varieties of dharma, definitely you get that loving mellow. Definitely. So, here, this purport to Pada say, if one worships the Supreme Person Godhead Krishna, all his goals will be served. Kami sthi sthi irhuta jnana prapadyam channa devata. Only men who have lost their intelligence worship various demigods fulfill their desires. Gita, Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter and 7th chapter, Krishna is condemned worship of other demigods. Japyanna devata bhakta, jante sadhaya nuita, teopi mame bakunte ajante avidhi purvakam, angi sarvaj jnanang bhakta cha prabhureva cha, natumanga vijana ti tatte natas chavanti de, kami stete hruta jnana pavadyante anna devata, taun taun nyamayun asthaya prakritya nyata asvaya. Point 9, 23, 24, 7, chapter 7, text 20. Kama istete hruta jnana prapadyante anna devata, taun taun nyamasthaya prakritya nyata asvaya. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules, regulations to worship according to their own nature. Own nature. Do you understand? Then 9th chapter, chapter 9, 23, 24, Devapyanya Devata, Bhakta Jante Sadhyanita Tepi Mameva Kunte Jante Avidhi Purvakam, Angi Sarvaja Jnanam Bhakta Cha Prabhureva Cha, Natumanga Vijanati Tattena Tasya Vandide. Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. Avidhi Purvakam. Angi Sarvaja Jnanam Bhakta Cha Prabhureva Cha, Natumanga Vijanati Tattena Asatya Vandide. I am the only enjoyer and only object of sacrifice. Those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature falls down. There is clearly stated that there are many types of jagya performance recommended in the Vedic literature, but actually all of them are meant for satisfying Supreme Lord. Jagya means Vishnu. The perfection of form of human civilization known as Varnasrama Dharma especially meant for satisfying Vishnu. Therefore, Krishna says in this verse, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices because I am the supreme master, supreme enjoyer. However, less intelligent persons without knowing this fact worship demigods for temporary benefit. Therefore, they fall down to material existence, do not achieve the desired goal of life. If, however, anyone has any material desire to be fulfilled, better pray for it to the Supreme Lord, although that is not pure devotion, and he will thus achieve the desired result. Because he is the ultimate sanctioning authority, Anumanta. Without the sanction of Krishna, your desire not be fulfilled. Do you understand? So, again in Gita 7, chapter 13 to 15 verses, Trivi gunamayi bhavi revi sarvamidam jagat mohitam navijanati mamebhya parangabhyam daviye sa gunamayi mama maya durutteya mamebhuji prabhadyante maya metam taranti de namangdusruti namurha prabhadyante naradhva maya puruta jnana asram bhavam asita. Yes?
Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible.
Devi hesa gunamayi.
This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome.
Yeah.
But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
Those who surrender unto me, they can be easily cross. Without surrender, nobody can cross. Maya. Yes. Namangasudina Murha Prabhupada Naradhama Maya Purutagyana Asuram Bhavangasita.
Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me.
These four types of men do not surrender unto me. Do you understand? They are manodharmis. What do you say? Speculators. They act according to their whim, isn't it? So, as a result of that, they become crushed by the wheel of illusory energy. Understand my language? They are crushed by the wheel of illusory energy. They are thrown away, thrown far, far away from Bhagavad Bhakti. Understand? Mr. Terry, purpose is that Krishna is the master of Maya, the Maya Adhisa. So it is his instruction. One who surrenders in the lotus feet of Krishna is the master of Maya, then he will be able to conquer Maya, overcome Maya, which is very, very difficult to overcome. Do you understand? In other words, one who develops another devotion, being completely surrendered unto Lord Krishna, develops another devotion unto him, he becomes free from all sorts of anarthas caused, created by Maya. Understand? So he becomes fixed in his swarup as a eternal servant of the Lord. This is the goal of life. Krishna's instruction, Mahaprabhu gave the same instruction, Sanagati. Here, in purport, Prabhupada says, Prabhu kahe ama pujami maheshwara, amare pujile pave abhishitavara. It's told Lakhmi, the daughter of Balvacharya, just worship me while you are worshipping demigods. I am Supreme Lord. If you worship me, certainly you will get the benediction you desire. What is your benediction? Your desire. Do you understand? And Lakshmi accepted it and worshipped. Immediately worshipped him, offering sandalwood flowers for his body, garlanding him with the mallika flowers and offering prayers to the Lord. Accepting her worship, Mahaprabhu smiled. I recited this verse. Do you understand? The gopis had that desire that Krishna would be their husband. Therefore, they were offering worship to Katyayani, Goddess Durga. They are offering worship to Katyayani, Goddess Durga. And Krishna understood that desire, and immediately he fulfilled, said, "My dear gopis, I accept your desire to have me as your husband and thus worship me. I wish your desire to be fulfilled because it deserves to be so." So in Parpar Prabhupada says, the gopis, the girlfriends of Krishna were almost the same, of same age as he is. Within their minds they desire that Krishna be their husband, but because of feminine bashfulness they couldn't express their desire. Therefore later on, after stealing their garments, Krishna informed them, "I immediately understood your desire and approved of it. Because I have now stolen your garments, you have presented yourself before me completely naked, which means that I have accepted all of you as my wives." Sometimes foolish rascals, not knowing the purpose of the Lord or the purpose of gopis, unnecessarily criticize from their own angle of vision. But the real purpose of Vastra Harana is expressed by the Lord in this verse. This is to be understood in tattva. So foolish criticize. How do you say your Krishna is Lord, Supreme Lord? A great immoral person. A great lusty person. To stole the garments of young girls. To see their naked beauty. Is he Lord? Is he Lord? Can Lord do so? Can Lord become so immoral? So lusty? To see the naked beauty of the young girls? What is that? This criticism. Do you understand? Yes. Foolish rascal, not knowing the purpose of Lord. Purpose of gopis is unnecessarily criticized from their own angle of vision. They cannot understand this leela, transcendental leela of the Lord. What is the tattva behind it? Krishna is the husband. Krishna is fulfilling their desires. They had offered worship to Katyayini Devi. God is Durga, then let Krishna be our husband. So only wife can become naked before husband. She cannot become naked before any other male. Only before her husband. That desire Krishna fulfills. Do you understand? He is the only enjoyer. Bhokta. Gopis are bhakta. Devotees. Do you understand? Devotees are to be enjoyed by Krishna. Devotees are not enjoyers. Bhaktas are not bhoktas. Krishna is the bhokta. Understand my language? This is the leela of bhokta and bhakta. Leela, pastime of bhokta and bhakta. Understand my language? Leela of the enjoyer and the enjoyed. Only Krishna has the right to remove the garments of gopis, to see the naked beauty of gopis. No other person has such right, because he is the husband. And of gopis is the only enjoyer, bhokta. And gopis are bhaktas, devotees, are meant to be enjoyed by Krishna. This is Vastra Harana Leela. Prabhupada Maharaja says, foolish rascals, not knowing the purpose of the Lord or the purpose of the gopis, are necessarily criticized from their own angle of vision. But the purpose of Vastra Harana is expressed, Lord, in this verse. They say, why? If he is Lord, Supreme Lord, why? He doesn't become very moral person, very strict, restrained person. No, self-restraint. Isn't he such a lusty person? Do you understand? Wants to see the naked beauty of the young girls. Are Baba, you cannot understand. You fool. Transcendental leela of the Lord. How he enjoys. And how he is fulfilling the desire of the gopis. And his bhakta vansha kalpataru is like desire fulfilling tree of the devotees. Whatever desire the devotee cherishes, Lord fulfills. But when he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you see, he took up sannyas. Hey, there Krishna, even Gauranga Mahaprabhu took a sannyas. Ideal sannyasi, very strict self-restraint. Yes, yes, so strict he became. Huh? Do you understand? Yes, young age, at the age of 24, left home, left his young wife, newly wedded wife, Vishnupriya. Yes, newly wedded wife, left, took up sannyas, huh? Strong moralist, yes. How he manifested in that leela, that law, you see, that law. Krishna is leela purushottama, varieties of leela is manifested and displayed. In Chaitanya leela, you will find he took up sannyas, very strict, abandoned, left his young wedded wife, no more. Lost at all, no more sexual indulgence. Do you understand? Very strict. Even he couldn't tolerate that a sannyasi, vairagi, even talk to a woman. Therefore inflicted punishment on Chota Haridas. Vairagi hoya kare prakriti sambhasana dekhyana parvamita harvadam. Becoming a vairagi, talking with a woman. I want to look at his face. Yes, so strict he is, so self-restraint, you see, that Krishna. This Jagadananda Pandit brought with love and affection a great pot, full pot of sandalwood oil, very scented oil. Do you understand? This is token of love he brought. He himself prepared with his own hand, brought it, and gave it to Govinda, his personal servant. Please, take some oil and massage on the head of Mahaprabhu, because sometimes his head reels, he falls down, fainted. Then this will cool his brain. Mahaprabhu came and saw that part of sandalwood oil is there. He asked, what is this, Govinda? Who has brought? Oh, Jagadananda Pandit has brought that message on your head. What? I am sannyasi. What does he think of me, Jagadananda? I'll put the scented oil on my head and attract the other sex. Does he want that I'll become a dari sannyasi? You see what he says? Does he want that I'll become a dari sannyasi? Becoming a sannyasi, attract the other sex, putting such scented oil on my head? How strict he is? Rascal, they cannot understand, they criticize. Vibhava, they criticize. What is leela tattva behind vastra harana leela? How strict he was. He didn't touch it. Tell him. Tell Jagadananda Acharya. Jagadananda Pandit, give it to the storehouse of Jagannath. It will burn in his lamp. In his lamp, Jagannath's lamp. He didn't touch it. So Jagadananda Pandit every day coming, inquiring, Govinda, have you given oil? Mahaprabhu messaged. No, Mahaprabhu said, no, take it back. Give it to Jagannath. It will burn in Jagannath's lamp. You will not use it. What? Mahaprabhu won't leave? Won't use it? No. Do you want that Mahaprabhu will become dari sannyasi? Isn't such scented oil? It's so strict. So out of love and affection, token of love, she has brought Jagadananda Pandit. So when Mahaprabhu refused, he developed sulkiness of Himan. So Jagadananda Pandit took the whole pot, dug it in the ground, the whole pot was broken into pieces, all oil poured in the ground. Developed sulkiness, went back to his room, bolted outside, gave up eating, fasted, lie down. You see? Mahaprabhu was so strict, and this rascal criticized. Why is he not so strict, self-restraint? See how self-restraint he is in Gaura Leela. Sannyas, he took off sannyas. Young age, young boy, 24 years age. How old are you, Mr. Terry?
44.
44 years wants to enjoy sex. You say, 44 years old, huh? A 24-year young boy took up sannyasi, 44 years, want to enjoy sex, huh? Spit at it, Mr. Terry. Huh? Understand? Understand? That is Mahaprabhu's Leela, Lord's Leela, Lord's Leela. How can you understand this? Foolish rascals, they criticize. This is try to understand. Nāvijānāti tattenāta syavanti de. Krishna, those cannot understand me in tattva, they'll fall down, they'll fall down, they'll definitely fall down. You should understand my Lord's Leela in tattva. What is tattva behind it? Tattva behind Vastra Harana Leela, but tattva behind Sannyasa Leela of Mahaprabhu. Understand me? Yes. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Gaur Pramanandi. Therefore, three things you say. Three things will be sadhaka. Sadhaka should be careful to understand. And in sadhana period, three things. What is lila tatparya? Lila tatva. Tatya, then tatparya. Tatya and tatparya. Lila tatparya. What is it? Purport. Purport of this lila. You understand? Who? Mr. Terry.
Mind is a machine. Mind is a machine.
Machine?
Yeah, mind is a machine.
Oh, mind is a machine.
It's a habituator.
But there's a person who operates the machine.
Yeah.
Don't be operated by the machine. Huh?
Yeah. Well, one has to transcend the machine.
Yes. Why are you trying to be operated by the machine? Be the operator of the machine. Govinda hi, hari hi. Such nice transcendental nectarian leelas. I want you to understand it. Tathya tatparjya.
Tatparjya means purpose behind it. What's tatparjya?
Purport. Tatparjya means purport. Tattva. Tattva. Leela tattva. Leela tatparjya. Facts. What are the purpose of leela? Even jovedi tattvata tekva lehum punar janunaiti samangiti arjuna janma karmansa me jibhyam even jovedi tattvata tekvarehaṁ punātana-naiti sammāṅgitya-sūkha. Krishna says, my bath, my appearance, my activities are not material, transcendental. One should understand it in tattva, in truth. One understands, then after quitting his body, he'll go back. He'll attain my abode. Never, never again come down here. No question of fall down. No punarjana, no rebirth. So, that's the goal of life. Human life, that understand lila tattva, lila tattva, to understand Krishna in tattva. Yes. The foolish rational, they cannot understand, they criticize. Criticize.
So, I couldn't go surrender, and Krishna says, from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness.
Yes, from him comes.
So we can understand that much.
Matta smriti jnanam apahanam cha. From me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. Yes. If you are completely surrendered, you understand? Completely surrendered. no personal,
motivation.
You are not retaining your own independence. Complete surrender, no independence. Now you are a jantra, as you say, machine. As you say, machine,
machine, yeah.
Now you are a machine in the hand of Krishna. Instrument in the hand of
Krishna.
Machine, yes. In the hand of Krishna. Now Krishna will use you as he wants. That means the instrument has no independence. Don't retain your own independence. Then you are not surrender. Complete surrender means no independence in the hands of Krishna. Instrument. Krishna will use. That means Krishna acts through. That is what. This is the tattva, what laid out. They can understand Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna, one can understand. Otherwise, nobody can understand. By his own scholarship, merit, intelligence.
It can become an instrument without God realization. A devotee can become an instrument, because you said only you can be an instrument, you have to be good of full faith and rely on Krishna. But can we, that has to be God realized person.
Are Baba, how can you realize him? How can you understand him without his mercy? By dint of your own merit, intelligence, scholarship? No! Speculation? No! Only by his mercy you can understand him. How can you get his mercy?
It is Bhakta, who himself surrenders.
If you completely surrender, unconditionally surrender, you understand?
Bodhi Parta Padma.
Yes. Abandoning Albright Jones, dharma surrenders, he gets mercy. Then you can understand, you can realize him, everything is now possible for you. That is the mercy of Krishna, you can understand it. Without that, how can you realize, how can you develop what there is?
It's too much, you know, when we are with you, close, and you are bringing this purport, also, we come to a higher stage of understanding, but as soon as we leave you, we come out from this room, we fall back in our deep darkness, you know?
Yes! Come out from the darkness, come out to the light!
Yeah, but always has to be the association there, because with the association there, then we always in darkness.
So that is called, skull of the Lord. Come out from darkness, come out to the light. What is that? Vedic verse? Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. Yes. Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. That is Vedic verse. Don't be in darkness, come out. Come to the light. Yes. Intelligent person. Yes. While in darkness, come out to the light. All right, thank you.
Yeah.